Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Another week done and dusted. The weekend is here for McDonald's. This is Triple M Footy.
And a very good afternoon right across Australia, listening to the Triple M network right around the world as well via the Triple M app, which you should have if you're getting ready for finals football. Oh, it's been a great season so far, and it's not done yet. Gordon Tallis, Paul Kent, James Triceps Hooper and Maroon. A big hour. We've got plenty of rugby league to talk about across this hour. The team of the decade, our guys specifically haven't discussed it as yet. Peter Beattie standing down. Peter Volandis, is he the best man for the job? Well, I know Paul Kent will have something to say about that. But right now, why don't we do this, boys?
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Oh, yeah, I Call BS. What do you want to call BS about? Do anything you want. Doesn't have to be rugby league related, but...
Can I give you one that's not rugby league related?
Yeah, go.
Can I tell you my usual traffic problem now?
I was just going to say traffic, Paul. I swear to God, go for your life.
Okay. I'm at the lights the other day and I'm turning left. Anyway, the green light goes green, but the arrow's red because the people are crossing the road. Now, this is Victoria Road, so it's five or six lanes wide, okay? So this lady's got her little baby kid. Not a baby, but it's two or three, I don't know. It's learning to walk. She starts walking across the road holding this kid's hand. This kid's hand stumbling sort of, and the mum's holding it up as they're walking. But it's Victoria Road. it's at least six lanes wide. Anyway, so we're sitting there waiting for this lady to get across the road because the light by this stage, the red arrow's gone off. It's now just a green light, so you can go once everybody's finished crossing the road.
Yeah.
She lets this kid walk all the way across the road. So by the time she gets to the gutter on the other side, the light is now red. So everybody missed a chance to turn. And then the moment she got to the gutter, she picked the kid up and walked up the footpath.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, in her head, she would have been thinking how lovely you and cute you all would have thought this kid was.
So I was four cars back in the line up to turn left. Mm. Should have made it comfortably. And not one of us got around the corner because we had to sit there and go gaga over this cute kid crossing Victoria Road. I thought, seriously, where's your head at?
Yeah.
Was it a cute kid?
Oh, no, it wasn't, actually.
Well, it wasn't a cute kid.
No, no.
Oh, mate,
they're not all cute. They're not all cute.
Yeah, like...
Some kids are ugly, but
parents that think their babies are... They are ugly. Babies are ugly.
It's like that Seinfeld episode where they have the really ugly baby. Yeah. I know you love that little...
Yeah, my kids, when they were little, they look like little sumo wrestlers, but they come up all right, I think. Now, on traffic, though... I know it's been going on for years, but how hideous is this stupid light rail? I mean, what a pain in the coit. Every time you come into the city, there's another road blocked. There's another way you can't go. You know, and if you live where I live, you've got to follow this stupid city light rail all the way up Anzac Parade. They're always working on it. There's always a different street. I don't know whose idea that was to make that, but I hate you. Whoever you are, I fair dinkum hate you. I hate that light rail. I used to love living in Sydney. I would rather live in Melbourne than live in, because it's awful. It's light rail.
So you had me till then. You just bought a good segment.
I know. I wouldn't rather live in Melbourne, but I'd rather live up the coast or down in the Gong.
Well, I'll tell you who you hate. You hate Mike Baird.
Well, then I hate that guy. I hate him.
He drove it. He rubber stamped it.
Well, mate, you fair dinkum, my friend, you have got sawdust in your head if you thought that was a good idea. And how long's George Street been blocked now? 5 years or something?
What's wrong with sawdust in your head?
I mean, and I go to the juniors. when the Rabbitohs win, I go to the juniors to have my Chinese feed at their new Imperial there. And, you know, I can't park because of the mess that's going on out there. How do the poor people of the juniors feel? Poor South supporters. Well, it's hideous, this thing. And when is it going to end?
Have you been for Chinese yet? After
I'm going
Friday
for
night stirring victory.
I'm going for Chinese tonight, and don't worry about that.
What are you
going
to have?
What, when I get home or while I'm still there?
At Chinese.
I'm going to have a couple of Sang Shui Bao, a couple of steamed dim sim.
Dim sum or dim sim?
Oh, well, I call dim sim. You can call dim sum. Either way, I'm going to have
them. You like the lemon chicken or the Honey King prawn?
I'm going to go for the something with a bit of lamb in it, Mongolian lamb. Mm.
Yeah. You get the sizzling Szechuan?
I might get the something sizzling. Sometimes I burn my hand on my little finger on the plate. That's the only thing.
Yeah. I can't go to Chinese without ordering the salt and pepper.
Salt
and pepper king prawn.
Too. Oh, you've got to, anything like that. Yeah. But anyway, that's my...
I might call BS on you, Anthony, because...
There's a chance.
And this is twice now, mate. Like, and this is twice because I went to the chocolate shop or whatever, and I like Easter time when the chocolate section about 3 months ago when it was Easter or whatever, and the bloke was pulling the ears off the rabbits and eating them, and because you come up with that thing that you can always taste the eggs and shit like, and once they're broken you can open up. I was in my fruit shop, the Barton Shed, the other day. Just a little old grocer, and he's not in Woolworths. He's there, and they peel the mandarins, that you can have a bit of mandarin or the grapes. Yeah. They have those little, taster plates. And the bloke ate the whole mandarin. I said, "Hey, so are you going to leave something?" He goes, "Maroon wooden." And I was going, "You filtered in the Brisbane with your shit, right?"
Oh, he said the word again.
Right. And next time I go to Macca's, I suppose there's not going to be a paper to read while the kids are, ordering their food. So you steal the paper, right? You park in handicap spots downstairs. Right? You park wherever you want to park.
Come on, that's not entirely true.
Not only that. You break eggs and then you eat it.
Not entirely true.
And then you eat people's fruit.
No. Let me say one thing. Yes, this is the only illegal things I do. I go into Macca's and I steal the newspaper. I do that. If I've got a big trivia night on, I go into IKEA and I thieve the pencils. That's another thing I do.
Yeah.
All right? And I let the dog... I take the dog up to Prince Henry Estate, Little Bay... And I let him poo, I pretend to pick it up. But that's
how do you pretend to pick it up?
I bend down with the bag, but I don't pick it up. That's as bad as I do.
So you've had the same bag for like 5 years.
Yeah. Sorry, Paul.
Tell me you're not doing the George Costanza in the car park downstairs.
Oh, parking in the handicap. Yes. There's a whole other thing.
And the red one with the pram? Like, like the mothers that have kids.
Oh, I park in that.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Why? I've got my grandkids' booster seats in the back.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have any kids in the car.
Ah, come on, mate. If there's how many spots do we need in a car park for people with a pram, for people with this, for people with that? Seriously.
Yeah, fair call.
You're over 50.
Fair call. He's an old man. Like,
Well, you're nearly 50.
Ooh.
No, I'm not.
Well, you are now. Well, you're 49.
No, I'm not.
Mate,
I'm not 49.
You're 49 in about 2 weeks, Paul, if you're not 49 yet. I protect you, Paul.
On the calendar,
yes, I have. I protect him. Anyone else like to call BS?
Yeah, I'll call BS, Anthony. Speaking of your dog up at that park in Little Bay, I'll call BS on the bloke in Sydney who decided it'd be a good idea to wash his dog's bull eye pass in the bubbler.
Yeah. Where was that at?
It was in
the east somewhere. Like,
I saw the headline and I thought you were going to. It says, look at the headline said, look at the disgusting photo. And I was certain it was going to be you down at Little Bay.
Washing the dog's
backside in a bubble where people drink.
Oh, that's
in the paper.
That is.
I tell you what, why are we bagging you?
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
What's going on with the Gosford haircut you got? You've got your head shaved and you left the fringe long.
Yeah, well, what I'm trying to achieve here is something down the track. I'm looking to the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, I haven't seen a haircut like that. I reckon about 91 was the last time I saw a haircut like that.
Is that a number 4 or what is it?
It's a 3 up the sides and a 4 along the top.
You should have gone the 2 all over.
Now, this
the
is...
Yeah, but you've left the fringe
line. You've left the fringe.
Yeah.
What's going on
there? I ran out of money. look, in all honesty, it was open day at Randwick TAFE, so I just popped in and for a gold coin donation. Yeah, get your haircut. Does anyone got anything remotely about rugby league to talk about here?
You took it. I was going to do the Broncos' whole recruitment. The fact that Darren Lockie is in the paper today saying that they can't afford to keep them all, okay? Mm. Now, this is because they've just gone and they've got, obviously, they've put money into Tevita Pangai and Matt Lodge and they've left David Fifita vulnerable, right, which is just madness. But how does a club who just this year alone have let Cody Nikorima, who's a New Zealand international, James Roberts, who's a New South Wales player, Jordan Kahu, who's a New Zealand international, and Josh Maguire, who's an Australian international. So they've left four rep players. They've let four rep players go, and they still can't afford to keep their roster that they've got. What's going on there?
Yes.
They didn't need both of those front rows.
David Fifita, he is a weapon.
But where's their how are they recruiting?
And they're fighting to sign Corey Oates, but they've got that Xavier Coates, they've got Staggs, they've got all these young guys that are going to be cost a fraction of what he's going to be asking for.
Yeah. I just don't get how they're balancing, what puzzle they're trying to put together. The art of salary cap is to get players on for value, okay? I don't care. If you've got Cameron Smith, who I believe is the best player in the game, and you're paying him $2.5 million, you've done a bad deal. You might have the best player, but you've got too much of your cap invested in that one player. If you've got Cameron Smith and you're paying, which is probably on there, 1 to 1.2, it's worth that because he's giving you that value every week. But if you're paying the same 1.12 for an Ash Taylor, then you've done a bad deal.
Yeah.
This is where you've got to understand what value's about to try and put together this side where they're letting quality players go. And I don't buy this, they're building for the future. Brisbane aren't a team that rebuilds. They just don't do that. They're a side that they're in there every season to win the comp. And to sit down and to try and sell this to all Brisbane fans now, with all the resources they've got exclusively to them, they're in a city of 3 million people by themselves. They have so much corporate backing and sponsorship that they have so much capacity for third-party deals, and I'm talking legal third-party deals, that they have a massive advantage over every other team in the NRL. It's embarrassing that the NRL give them a $13 million grant, the same as the 9 Sydney clubs get a $13 million grant, when you look at the resources they've got available.
I think that's, I 100% could not agree with you more, especially, Paul, around that thing about third-party agreements. How is someone like a Canberra or a Cowboys or a Newcastle supposed to compete with that? And then people talk about putting a team on the Central Coast.
Yeah, they just can't. There's not the corporate money.
It's almost like, Kenty, they've got access to so much gun talent. You're paying Haases, your Pangai Juniors.
But they're not paying for the right talent.
Your Katoni Staggs. They try to get them all in.
They try to get them all into
the squad, but then they just can't quite get the balance.
There's this infatuation to take the next best one. Yeah. Oh, look how good this kid is. Yeah.
He's the best kid we've seen.
He's 40 games into his NRL career. But hang on, we've got this kid who's 20, hasn't played yet, but gee, he's going to be some player. So you know what we'll do? We'll get rid of this 40. Gamer, we'll get rid of him because we've got this kid coming through who's going to be even better. But that kid comes through, he gets 40 games into his career, and then they look at the next one coming through and say, hang on.
Are you talking about Penrith?
I'm talking about Penrith, I'm talking about Brisbane, I'm talking about all these teams that are in rebuilds that just carry on with this infatuation for the next big thing coming along when you've got to put your squad together. You know, Jack Gibson used to say, dance with the one that brung you. And that they just can't seem to get it, these guys. They're constantly building for the next generation, for the year after.
I live in Brisbane and you don't hear everything because I'm not privy to all the information at the club. But it's mind-blowing how Michael Morgan was off contract. They didn't have a play for him. There's Mitchell Pearce that left the Roosters. They didn't have a play for him when they desperately need a halfback. And Maloney, who's gone to England, you don't go, hey, mate, can you come? Even with that young halfback, Dearden, you go, hey, mate, can you come and steer this
side?
Mate, can you come? And if it's 12 months, if it's 2 years, you pay someone like that to come and help you with that forward pack. You go, listen.
But they're falling in love with all the young kids, Gordy. They're signing all these.
Because that's what the coach said, that he's a developer.
Yeah, they've let Cody Nicarima go, and they've signed all these halfbacks that are 2 years away from having any influence on the game.
They've got
three hookers and 14 outside backs.
You know the other thing they don't have when you look at their roster,
and
right?
48 front rolls.
Look at the Roosters roster, and they've got some workers in there, the Mitchell Orbisons, you know, players like that. Yeah. With the exception of Matt Gillard at the Broncos, they've let go of those style of players.
Yep. Josh
to
McGuire
have all the
would
flash
have been the glue
with all the great tricks.
Josh McGuire would have been the little prick between all those guys.
Doing all the dirty work, all the cleanup work.
And then you've got those stars like the Fifitas coming out, and he just is right in the middle doing it, doing everything. And I think they've got to change their style. And not that I want to get into the coach debate, but Seabolt was out-coached on Friday night. Seabolt was out-coached.
Oh, you like that, Anthony?
I didn't hear. I was just the producer.
Well, mate,
Matty Johnson said it before.
I heard the producer was talking in my ear.
They've got to change their style, and they got to play a South Sydney style. They got to play off their number nine. And it's sad, but Andrew McCulloch can't be it. Andrew McCulloch's got to go back and play in the halves for him or something like that. But Seguiaro and Turpin, when he comes back, has to be, oh, no, well, he's going to play there next year. Why are they throwing a season out when they've got this forward pack that is equal and better than most? You've got all these outside backs. Katoni Stagg, who just gets under eights ball. They throw him the ball and he seems to give his centre, no matter who's marking him, a nightmare. They've got all this so much talent, but they're just not getting him the ball.
They reckon Fifita's a big chance of going based on the fact that all the other clubs are queued up and just waiting for November 1. The Broncos haven't spoken
He'll be the best agent
at all at this point. And there are rival clubs literally queuing up and crunching the numbers now on Maroon's calculator. They want David Fifita. He is their number one gun target.
I thought he was a bit tired coming out of Origin, and I thought his last Origin, I'm thinking, you know, like the Cohen Hess type of thing, they go, this
bit
guy
of a flat spot.
Well, he might get lost in the system now because he achieved so much so early.
Yep.
But his game's gone to another level.
Yeah.
You know, and I think he looks like that super powerful guy that he burns so much energy, so like he can fatigue quick, but he's playing good quality minutes. He's coming up with massive plays. Those two tries he scored the other night were unbelievable.
Well, Pete Mulholland's worked in rugby league his entire life, and he rates David Fifita the best kid he's seen. Like, that's a massive call. 40, 50 years of identifying talented kids out at St. Greg's and with all the NRL clubs that he's worked at. So, to me, that's a good enough indication of how good Fifita's going to be.
We only got to look at his contribution Friday night.
Mm. Correct.
It was magnificent.
Yeah.
But it was all individual stuff. It was not like it was not like the Broncos had actually worked for it. And then suddenly Fifita's hit the line that they needed him to run that's caused the damage. He just got the ball and tucked it under his arm and said, well, I'm going to do what I do. The Broncos, clearly, they were a side the other night when the game was on the line at the end there and they needed to do something. They had no clue what they were going to do. Absolute none. They went from one sideline, they tossed it back inside. The next guy got the ball, he drifted, he caught a couple of blokes inside him, he had a bit of a stab, couldn't get through, so he threw it to somebody else, and you're sitting
there. There's a bit of luck in all their tries. Like, mate, there was luck in there. It was a charge down, Darius Boyd goes back, they go through, and then Fifita scores that try from 30 out. There's no imagination. There's no build-up. They're not working a side over. They're not getting to a point and doing those big long shots. You know, I don't see them working over any players. You know, you just can look at a side and go, okay, that's what they're going to do today.
Yeah.
Mate, this is what they're doing today, mate. They're going to get it. Milford, they're going to
Well, look at the Roosters last night, what they did. The way they just sat there no Latrell Mitchell. They sat there, they started sending traffic down Manu's side, and they just got results. Straight away, you could see what they were doing. You see there was a clear plan there. Let's go here, let's bring it back to there. There was just, the Broncos just, I don't know, they're all, oh, mate, they are a club. I thought they'd started to come along a bit, the Broncos, but they got exposed again the other night.
Melbourne Storm showed where they're at.
Well, the elephant in the room around the Broncos as well, Gordy, is the future of Darius Boyd. Now, we know that he signed for...
He's got two more years, hasn't he?
He's got two more years.
Who's going to give up? You, mate, just answer this.
Yeah.
Who's going to give up $800,000 or $900,000 a year? Who is?
A club man would. A clubman. Look, Jeff, Jeff Tuvey retired with a year to go on his contract. He could have played, and Tuvey was such a good player and so tough and competitive. He could have got through that last year. He might not have been at his best, but he could have got through it, picked up his check and said, everyone would have said, mate, Tuves, love you, well played. Might have gone a year too long, but well played. But he would have got through it. Darius has got to make that same choice. His football is so far off. Now, is it a form slump? I don't think...
It's confidence. It's everything.
After 22 rounds, he has not fired a shot all season. At some point, somebody's got to say, mate, honest conversation here, you're done.
Well, that's the big mail.
Pay me out.
The big mail at the moment is that the Broncos are having conversations that they know they need to go and try and resolve this with Darius. And I think if you go back over Darius Boyd's interviews over the course of his career, he has actually publicly stated that if he feels like he gets to a point where he hasn't got anything left to give, that he will make the selfless decision. And that
I live in Brisbane. I read the paper every day. The Courier Mail, he is saying, mate, I'm really happy with the way I'm playing. And it's... I don't know whether it's delusional.
Well, they got a pickle on their hands then.
He could be a good pickup for the Titans there, Gordy.
You are a dickhead.
No. What?
You are a dickhead.
300
is
game.
You, is that you being funny, is it?
No, I just, I mean, you've had a lot
you
of...
think you look,
do you know what?
Hey. Look on your face, you think
do you know what?
Funny.
How funny is it if he goes to join his dad again and go plays under Wayne?
No, I'm just thinking, Darius is up there anyway. A lot of players have looked at the Gold Coast as a place to end their career, retire. I mean, if he's
not,
got another
not necessarily
year,
by choice either.
No, I was just thinking off the top of my head.
Yeah. You are off your head. Not thinking off your top of your head, you are off your head.
Anyway, Gordon, Tallis, Paul Kent, James Hooper, Maroon, we're doing it here. It's Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey, mate, and thanks for coming to Fox. Obviously, you know, like you do those speaking gigs and you're very good and you normally look after all the Triple M boys, you know, myself, Wendell and all the boys here, but you've snuck over to Fox.
I've snuck over to Fox. How do you mean?
Well, you're starting to pull a bit of Fox talent.
Oh, yeah. No, I just, whoever my clients ask for, I get.
Is that how it works?
Well, Central Coast League's asked for Fletch. I know that's what you're alluding to.
No.
You're not. Okay. No, Mick Ennis is the one.
Oh, okay.
That might be Mounties. It's all above board. It's all legit. You're more than welcome to do a little bit more. Call my office and just whoever answers the phone.
Well,
that'll be
you
me.
I tell you what,
why don't you take your own advice and then actually call our office and ask Fox if it's okay to keep pinching the talent?
Well, because this is what I think. I don't think it's got anything to do with you or anyone at Fox.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If Michael Ennis or Brian Fletcher or Finchie or, for that matter, if it was Matthew, doesn't matter who it is, if I ask them and they tell me it's okay, what's it got to do with me?
Because they're already employed somewhere else. They're not employed by you,
either. Yeah, I know that. But is that my problem or their problem?
No, because you're earning money off Fox talent. That's the issue.
How am I earning money off Fox talent?
Don't pretend you're doing it for charity.
You just said, exactly.
I'm earning money for myself. I don't. This is, anyway.
You have been a sponge your whole life.
No, I have
ever
not.
Since Millie. Is that her name? Millie carried you way back in the Illawarra radio days.
Have you ever
done the heavy lifting? Ever?
Mate, my whole life, whether it's Michael Ennis, Brian Fletcher, whether it's Gordon Tallis, whether it's Brett Finch.
You're one of those blokes that just go through life hanging around bigger people than you and you just pick up the crumbs as they fall off them.
Absolutely.
You know, that is... Sad thing is, it's true. Anyway, we'll take a break.
The love sponge has got a competitor.
We'll come back and we'll talk more footy as Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M footy. Let's go. Kareem Hot Water.
Welcome back to it. Sunday Triple M NRL. We've got 13 minutes gone in a game at Canterbury Cup game at North Sydney Oval, with the Bears leading the Panthers by 6-0. James Hooper, Paul Kent, Gordon Tallis and Maroon.
Are the Bears still South reserve grade?
No, they're not anymore. No, we've got our own.
Roosters.
Are they Roosters now?
Yeah. They've been with everyone, the Bears, haven't they?
Mm.
Hey?
They're trying to get a start, you know. Mm. A bit like yourself.
Exactly. I'm like the Bears of the MCU.
They'll go wherever.
Koala Bears.
Wherever there's a gig.
A koala's not a bear. So... Gordon.
Well, they're still called koala bears.
Yeah, but they're not a bear. So if you want to say a bear, a panda's a bear. I don't know any other bears, but a polar bear, a grizzly bear, but a koala's not a bear. Bulldogs 12, Eels 6, Cowboys 24, Panthers 10, Rabbitohs 22, Broncos 20, an injury-ravaged Rabbitohs getting a win there, gutsy win. Sharks 42, New Zealand Warriors 16, West Tigers 46, Knights 4, and then, of course, we had one game last night, and that game was at Cogra Jubilee Oval. The Roosters, of course, won that game 34-12. I thought that score was going to blow out even more. Now, in relation to Jai Arrow and where he might play beyond this season, our very own Brent Reed of Reedy's Mail, that man about town on the Northern Beaches, had this to say.
The latest suggestion is that he will go to market on November 1 and he will be absolutely inundated by offers, Jai Arrow. He's obviously got a year left in that deal, but from November 1 he can go to market and talk terms with the clubs. And the latest suggestion is he's going to do that. So he's going to have a fistful of clubs coming at him with a lot of cash.
Yeah, well, there you go. What's the situation there with the club he's already...
I don't know, but he... He's a great player, Jai Arrow.
Yeah, he is.
It's a major concern, what it is.
But, I mean, if he goes to the market, it can be a good thing because some players think that you know, that they're worth more, because I know, like, because every player's gone to the market, and sometimes you go out there and the feelers and the money isn't as big as what you first think, and, you know, and you're happy. So you're mad for a player not to go to the market.
Is he
going to
be happy, though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mate, I think, look, I think he's a future, look, well, I think he's a future Gold Coast captain.
Oh, fantastic.
There's a feather in your cap.
Yeah. Maybe he's a future Coromel Cougars captain as well.
It's like saying, that's like putting you on the space shuttle and saying, mate, you can be the captain of this.
Kenty, so why are you kicking the Titans for?
He's the captain of the
Titanic.
Don't turn
into this dribbler over here.
He's a future Gold Coast Titans captain. Fair dinkum, eh? That's like saying to a bloke, mate, if you work hard all your life, you might one day be able to afford a Toyota Camry. That's the equivalent of saying that to a bloke. He might be a future Gold Coast captain. Fair dinkum?
You have just insulted all of our listeners.
You have insulted me.
How?
You've insulted all our listeners. A future Gold Coast captain. You don't think he wants to be a bit more than that?
Yeah.
Well, thought, changes
he
there.
Will get paid the same.
I thought he had ambition.
Paid
his,
yeah,
he will
exactly.
get paid the market rate.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he won't be paid the market rate to play for Gold Coast. He'll be pay overs to play for Gold Coast. There's no way he's going to stay at market rate to play at Gold. Why would you stay at market rate and play for the team running last?
Because it's a great place to live.
Oh, seriously.
No, well, it can be. It is a good spot to live.
It can be.
It is a good spot to live.
Have you ever been there, Paul?
Gold Coast?
Extensively.
Oh, no, not with that little pasty white body going to the beach.
Here we go.
Listen
here, fatso. Listen here, mate.
You're a moron.
The back of your neck looks like a packet of Frankfurt's.
Yeah.
So don't you start about me, all right?
That's the first place I put on weight, Paul.
Yeah, straight to the back of your neck. Like, yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, look at you starting to laugh, eh?
No. You're 100% right.
Second man in. Look, mate, there's no doubt.
It is in the Titans' interest not to let Jai Arrow go to market.
Yep.
They should secure him now. He's a quality bloke. He's a quality player. There's not enough of those in the Gold Coast organisation at the moment. They can't afford to let him go to market, because if he does, they'll have to pay overs to keep him.
Well, what do you reckon he's worth?
7-8? Oh, 8-9, roughly, probably.
If Temalolo is the benchmark on a million, you reckon he's worth 9?
Is he the benchmark? No, I wouldn't. No.
Well, that's the benchmark. You know what I mean? So, like, the million-dollar player is in the forward pack.
I think Sammy Burgess is on. I know Tom Lolo's deal averages out at $1 million a season, but
yep.
I reckon Sammy'd be on a tick more than Tom Lolo this year. Sammy's probably the best paid forward in the game.
Yeah,
and fair enough.
Yeah, absolutely. Like,
rightly so.
So is
what's
he worth
Jai
that
Arrow
much?
Worth?
Well,
no, he's not worth that much. But yep. if he went to the open market, he's going to command $800,000.
What the Titans can't afford is to let another club who's more successful offer Jai Arrow market value, because then they've got to pay over market value to keep him there. Because there's no way, if you're an ambitious young man like Jai Arrow, that you're going to stay at a club that is years away from even making the semis.
So you're saying that there's no more loyalty in the game. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, I've been saying it for years, Gordon. Haven't you been listening?
No, not to you.
Mm.
Well, that explains a lot, Gordon.
But the interesting thing, Paul, the interesting thing you said in all that was that what stuck out for me there, you said, if he can find a club that's more successful than the Gold Coast Titans, that won't be.
Anthony, right? We're going to have a problem soon, me and
yeah,
you.
No, right? We don't want that.
Right.
We don't want that.
Right, I can take rubbish off people with talent, but not someone like you.
No, I don't have any rugby Tell league talent, but I have got a, you know, I can do this sort of stuff, you know?
Passable. But
yeah.
Well, let's see when you get your Maroon 5 out, and we'll see what happens.
The Maroon 5's coming up very shortly. So
reverse, Anthony.
We all think that, do we think, let's say, let me ask you this, because you can't answer this impartially, Gordon.
No.
Paul, Arrow gets an offer somewhere in the same ballpark from a Raiders, a Gold Coast, maybe even a Brisbane Broncos. Rabbitohs won't come from the Rabbitohs.
The Broncos, how can they fit him in? They're over the salary cap next year already.
Let's not say if they can, gotcha. But they can.
Right.
He's not staying at the Gold Coast.
Look, he could. We don't know what his emotional ties are to the Gold Coast. That's one. We also don't know that once Justin Holbrook arrives in town, sits down with his squad, I've got no doubt one of the first conversations he's going to have is with Jai Arrow.
He's going to sell the club to him. He's going to say, this is what we are. This is the big picture. This is how we're going to get there. And if he can convince Jai Arrow that, one, it's genuine, two, that it'll work, there's every chance Jai Arrow will stay. Jai Arrow has got good character. He's not a whoever pays them. Some players, you offer them a dollar more, they're going for it at another club. That's not Jai Arrow.
He's not a mercenary.
He's not a mercenary at all. He's a guy who will make an intelligent decision about his future. But the problem for the Titans is he's probably the most crucial player at their club outside of a Ash Taylor playing well. I'd say if Ash Taylor's playing well, he's the most important, but he's not. So Jai Arrow is that important to this club. And Titans can't be in the business of letting good players and good quality people go. If they're trying to rebuild, this is crucial to get this guy right. They have to find a way to make sure he stays. Now, whether that's them paying slightly more, that's a dangerous way to go down. They have to sell the picture to him. They have to say, we will be playing finals football. You're going to be crucial to this club. You're going to set yourself up here on the Gold Coast. Years down the track, people are going to still know who you are. You'll be a vital part of the community. A bit like the Broncos. You look at the Broncos and the way that, yeah, Gordon still doesn't have to pay, as a former Broncos captain, still doesn't pay for anything in Brisbane.
Okay? I believe, yes.
Well, you don't, do you? When was the last time you paid for anything?
At the Regatta.
Or worse, I paid for fuel today.
He pays for petrol, sorry. Right, petrol right. Occasionally groceries.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
What about if you went to the Regatta, Gordon? Would you pay for anything at the...
No, because we spoke about the Tomahawks there.
Uh-huh. The Normanby, or...
Yeah, no, Anthony is the Raging Bull.
Mate, they... Queensland look
he
after
He goes
you.
To Scotch and Soda, gets his free clothes.
Mm-hmm.
He'll drive across town for a $10 discount.
Yeah.
Well, no, they normally bring it to me for that.
Yeah.
No, but look, the reason why when I went up to Brisbane, right, is for one, the weather's better to train in. And, you know, you can call it hogwash, but when you go out and you're running out there every day and you're training in it. So to go to train in Canberra, I couldn't think of anything worse. But I love the way they're playing now. But coming from Townsville where it's, mate, in the middle of winter, it's like 28 degrees every day. It was just a bridge too far for me to go play in a really cold place like Melbourne or Canberra. But to go to Brisbane, like even in Sydney, I found it cold. I was always, you know, training in tracksuits and jumpers. Mate, in Brisbane, I don't think I ever wore a jumper to training.
You know, that's interesting. There's a philosophy in American sport where franchises now are basing themselves on the cold city franchises, such as the New England Patriots, the Green Bay Packers
because
they believe they're tougher.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Those teams are just, they're tougher because they have to get out in the cold weather.
And there's a merit to that because you go to the north of England, they're real tough kids. And, you know, like, and those guys that are playing for Canberra now, you know, it's, you know, I don't know whether the north of England's the end of the world, but they can see it from there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they think they're actually on the Gold Coast, those Canberra blokes.
Yeah.
But
yes.
It's so warm. Yeah, they're always shirts off at training. Everyone else is freezing.
And for me, it was cheaper to live in Queensland. Like, it is, like, house prices are cheaper. You do get looked after better. You know, like with your sponsors, it's more personal because you see them a lot more and it's better conditions. And I was a Queenslander, so I get to live where I grew up. And other people don't want that, you know. And then, like as we said, like there's other people that can't wait to get out of there. Brisbane's too small or they like a big city. But for Jai, I think, you know, I think the Queensland teams suit him. So, and I don't think Brisbane can afford him. And maybe the Cowboys might go after him, but they've got a lot of...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Losing Matt Scott, there might be some money up there for him in North Queensland, and I reckon that's the only place that would suit him as well.
The Goldie is the place.
I think he'd suit
most. I love the Goldie.
He'd suit most clubs.
Yeah, but you know, you've got to go... Look, mate, when you come here and you drive and the traffic, what you guys whinge about, the light rail here, that our little boy whinges about in traffic, some people don't like that.
He's called you a boy.
I know he did. I was just thinking before, like, you know, it's funny how nice I am to you. You talked before.
Oh, because you're nice. You've been bagging me all day.
Jai Arrow, one day they'll play in the semis. I was thinking, I wonder what'll happen first. The Titans will play in the semis or the light rail will be finished. That's what I wonder. Which one of those things will happen first? The light rail or the Titans play in the semis?
Can we have a bet on it?
Yes,
the Gold Coast already
come
has.
Come on, you two have a bet on it. It's going to be years in. It's going to be years in the deciding this one. But you can have a bet.
Yeah. The Titans will play finals next year.
Oh, come on!
Well, there's your bet. Come on. Take the bet on with
all
you.
All right. What do you want to? What do you want to bet?
Whatever. Okay. Whatever. But it's got to be done by invoice. I don't want to take your cash.
No, no. I'll take you out for lunch somewhere nice.
No, that's
$500 lunch.
That's boring.
Why is that a boring bet?
I got the bet.
Okay, because he doesn't own up to it.
Hey, I got the bet. Okay, right.
He doesn't own up to it.
If the Titans make the semis next year, you, Maroon, have got to shave your head. And if they don't, Gordy, you've got to grow.
For how long?
For a month.
Oh, shit.
So there's the bet.
No, because it just
you
goes
shave
like
your head. No.
It looks like a horseshoe.
The Titans aren't going to. I'm taking his money, Paul. The Titans aren't going to make the. My grandkids will be old enough to go to
the
pub.
What was I thinking betting with you when you don't pay up on any of them?
Mate, listen, what I do is my business, right? What you do is your business.
Your form sheet's not great in relation to.
Well, what's it got to do with you? What's it got to do with you?
Because you fabricate information.
What's it got to do with you?
You're
right,
fabricating right. information again.
What have I told you as your mentor? That you jump in when you're in when your opinion's not needed, right? You jump in when your opinion's not needed.
You haven't told me that, Anthony. And if you're my mentor, I might have to retire.
I might have
general.
To. You never know, mate. There's 4 weeks left, and somebody here's got to go to keep us under the salary cap. So it's going to be or Gordon, considering he gets everything for nothing anyway. Bears 12, Panthers 4, Canterbury Cup. We're back with more as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Welcome back, Sunday Triple M NRL, and thanks to Tyre Power, we've got a game underway right now which sees the Bears lead the Panthers 16 points to 4. That's a Canterbury Cup game at the old North Sydney Oval, which I used to love to go to as a kid and watch a good game of footy. But before we go any further, I think we've got somebody on the line, another one of the stable mates from Fox League. It's our good friend Mick the Menace, Mick Ennis. Hello, Mick. Welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL. How are you, buddy?
Thanks for having me, mate. Long-time listener, mate. First-time caller.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. We love you, mate. We love Mick Ennis.
I couldn't help it, mate. I'm driving into Fox for our show tonight, and I sit there week after week, and I listen to the waffle that goes on, and mate, the diamonds that you throw out get washed over every week.
Yep, yep.
And the interrogation, the standing over, the intimidating that those three pelicans do to you. Mate, you've been nothing but professional this week in our dealing for our private matter. That'll happen later in the season when the test match is on. Everything's above board.
Oh, so you like taking cash too, Mick, do you?
Mick. No cash involved, Gordon.
Oh,
it's all on the books.
So, Mick, you're quite happy then if the tax department listening to this right now come out and go
Correct.
Through your books?
Correct, Paul. Yeah.
Okay,
mate,
well, consider it an invitation then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, Mick, I appreciate your support, mate, and I love you very much. There's plenty of work for you over the spring and summer. But, what I find, Mick, is when people call to support me, and I do get lots and lots of correspondence via my own office of support, it only ends up in me getting... have the slipper put in me even harder from these three palookas. So, Mick, I appreciate your support. I appreciate your professionalism. I know we're going to be making some changes to the Triple M call team in the off-season.
And you're going to be making some change.
Yeah, you are.
Cha-ching.
We'd probably like someone like you in for someone like Hoops.
Michael, how much has he paid you to do this?
That's
serious. In the fair dinkum department.
Hey.
There's at least 1,500 being slipped under the table.
Mick, if you're not getting $2,000... I'll tell you now, Mick. This might test your relation because if you're not getting $2,000,
I got five off him.
Well, I didn't want to.
What are you paying him,
Gordy? I didn't want to upset Mick too much.
Listen, he said it very clearly to me. He said, "Mate, there's a payment for you, and there's a certain payment for Spud. Now, just don't tell him what I gave you."
Hey, Mick. I'd hate to break it to you, brother, but he said the same thing to Spud.
Mate, the only thing I found concerning was he said, just make sure you got two books if anyone asks.
You see, Mick, you came on. You came on here supporting me, mate, and then you let them get to you, didn't you? You let them get to you, didn't you, mate?
Hey? Yeah, mate.
All right. Anyway, give it a quick plug. Where are you booked in? I can't remember off the top of my head.
We're going out to Mounties, aren't we? We're heading out there for the test match.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. You've triggered my memory now. Australia versus New Zealand. Maroon and the Menace live at Mounties.
Yeah, two on the books and two cash. I'll see you there, Maroon.
You palooka. Now it's two on the books, one cash. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll let you go there. Thanks, Mick. We'll see you tonight on Fox League.
See you, boy.
All right.
That's strange, Mount. He's getting the only guy at Fox that hasn't played for his country.
Who, Mick or me?
Oh, both of you. So you haven't played
well,
either.
Isn't, well, strange. How are you going to put the slipper into Nick Ennis?
No, I'm just talking to you.
Well, you're jealous.
He's an Origin great.
There's always a couple of grand for you there, too.
No, I'm okay, mate.
You
I'd
sure?
I'd rather sit at home on my couch.
All right. Look, I think it's time for... well, it's nearly time for you to go, Paul.
So, what is it time for?
You're introducing Believe It or Not early.
What about Maroon 5? Where's it gone?
Where's Maroon 5?
It's time for this.
It's time.
Driving slow on Sunday morning. And I love Maroon 5. What a great band, my cousins, Maroon 5. Now, this is the, but we've changed it up a bit. A lot of great feedback about Maroon 5 this week. How can we make it better?
A lot more negative.
Well, there's a lot of good stuff here. Hey, Maroon 5, you're an absolute legend. Great idea, Maroon 5. Love it. I hope you do it every week. Why not try a different system where you ask the guys individually a question with some sort of a first in best dress question at the end? Which this came from Graham, who lives in Constance Street, Guildford. Thank you very much for your feedback, Graham. Let's now have a look at how we will do this. And the first question will be for you, Hoops, seeing that you've done sweet bugger all day so far. Can a team outside the four win the grand final?
No.
That's it?
Yep.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I think history shows, Anthony, that no team's ever been able to do it since I introduced this final system. Mm-hmm. So I'd be very surprised.
No one's playing well enough this year.
Yeah,
no.
That's no. It.
What about this one for you, Paul? Because, you know, you've been known that you can get angry from time to time.
Me?
Yep. So I'm going to invent the unhappy meal.
I bring the comedy gold here, Anthony.
I know you do. You do both. Jimmy the Jet the other night, even as a South supporter, I thought, oh, geez, that was grubby, that hit on Oates. What's a fair punishment?
Oh, look, he's been charged. I thought it was probably a little bit light, the charge, but it's a couple of weeks.
Okay. A couple of weeks is good enough?
Yeah, a couple of weeks is good enough.
All right. Gordon, can the Gold Coast beat Melbourne today? You don't have to answer, right? Of course they can't. I'll give you a real one. No.
Mate, I'm telling you.
More comedy goal from Maroon.
Don't take those glasses off. Seriously, I'm going to punch him in.
Can the Gold Coast beat Melbourne today? Are you any chance? They must be paying about $700.
I reckon the question is whether they can get within 30.
Can they get within 30, Gordon?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take that
bet. Is that a bet between you two?
Hang on, you're encouraging a lot of betting here. Look, I've got to quickly do this one, and then we're going to go to the main one. Peter Volandis, do you think he would fit the role as a chairman?
I think he'll do a great job.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll do a great job because he'll make everybody accountable, and that's what we've been lacking.
And finally, this one is where you can push the button. Whoever wants to answer can go first, all right? Mm. And the question is going to be, who would be the... considering that, as far as we know, officially no one has signed yet, who would be the perfect coach for the Newcastle Knights? Don't all jump in at once.
Malcolm Reilly.
Malcolm.
Andrew Johns.
Yeah? Really? Well, Joey. Yeah, Joey Johns is coach.
Oh, look, I've got that
point. Joey's not good for you, is he?
I don't know how he goes.
He's only an immortal of the game.
Is he? But then would that make him a good coach?
I think...
Joey could coach.
Okay. I think Adam O'Brien will be a quality coach if he goes to Newcastle. I think David Fairley is a left field choice. He's been to a couple of grand finals as assistants with a couple of different coaches. He played for Newcastle. And that's about it, Anthony. There's a few others.
I think Anthony Griffin would suit that.
Yeah, he'd be terrific at it, Anthony Griffin, because he's a development coach and he would really get their junior pathways operating, which is a real... The Knights should be flying in that area, and they're not doing as well as they should be, given what they've had to overcome, but they really banned them a few years back.
All right, well, there you go. That's the Maroon 5. That's how we'll officially be doing it from here on in on the Triple M NRL Network, getting ready for finals footy. But, Paul Kent, that's where we say goodbye to you, and you will see you tomorrow night on NRL 360.
It will. It's been a pleasure.
And say good day to Benny Eigen for us. I love you guys. doing a fantastic job.
Glad you packed that rubbish away with the Maroon 5 today. That was much improved. You get a couple of Dally M points.
Still pretty boring, though.
Yeah, last week was horrendous.
Anyway, I don't think either
of
you two...
It was world's worst radio.
You two are not consultants for this show. You're just here getting paid too much. Gordon Tallis will stay around, so will Hoops, but we say good day to Kenty and hello to Ryan Girdler next on Triple M.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.